Welcome to Beyond the Wish, where we delve into the power of a wish and the wishmakers who make it possible. I'm your host, Sloan McHugh, and with me today is Amy Siciliano, our alumni manager. Join us for this special four-part episode as we go along the wish journey. This is part four, so if you haven't seen parts one through three, you can go ahead and check those out now. We recommend listening to it in order for it to make the most sense. Parts 1, 2, and 3 are already posted. If you want to learn more about how wishes come true and how you can make that happen, please visit our website, wish.org/Illinois. Thank you. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Sloan.
Can you start by sharing with us a little bit about your role and how you engage our alumni community?
Sure. I am the alumni manager with Make-A-Wish Illinois. I have the great privilege of staying in touch with and engaging our alumni community, wish children, and families after their wish has been granted.
So who is part of the alumni community?
The alumni community are the wish recipients who've had their wish, and we invite them to engage and wish it forward in sharing their story, talking to their community about wish awareness, volunteering, fundraising, and giving back in a way that feels organic to them. And we invite their family and friends and community to also join and become wish makers.
Can you give a few examples of ways that some of our currently engaged wish alum have given back and have been part of the greater Make-A-Wish community?
Absolutely. We have a lot of engagement in participating in events, whether it's volunteering, being a part of our gala, talking at their schools about their wish experience, speaking with our board members, talking to volunteers and donors, and sharing the lasting impact of their wish to bring awareness for all eligible children to also get their wish.
Great. That's a lot of fun, and we love meeting our alumni families. And I know I've had personal experiences kind of going to events and hearing from people like, oh, I had my wish granted when I was 10 and now I'm 30, and I keep getting involved with Make-A-Wish and I love staying involved. So we love having kind of some of those older alum come back too. So if you have had a wish granted by Make-A-Wish Illinois, regardless of when it was granted, the alumni community is a good place to reconnect.
I think what's really powerful about the alumni community is what Sloan is saying, of wanting to wish it forward, of wanting to share their story, of how powerful a wish can be when you're in treatment, when you're in some of your darkest moments, and having something to look forward to, the community of staff and volunteers that come forward to allow you to be in the driver's seat about something that you want to wish for you, that you're in control of, that can really be life-changing and impact and ripple the rest of your life. So after your wish is granted, a lot of young adults continue to stay involved and are a part of our volunteer workforce, intern in the office, become board members, and engage in ways that feel organic to them and want to share the lasting impact of their wish with others.
So families and alum who want to stay engaged, how do we build those communities?
Absolutely. So I reach out to all of our wish families who've had their wishes granted and welcome them to have a conversation with me so that I can hear their stories, their health journey, the discovery of their wish, what their wish was, and the impact that it had on their lives. And it's just really powerful to hear all those individual stories that brought hope, strength, joy, resilience, and healing to our wish children and their families and their communities. And no one story is the same. It just really powerful to the testament of community and the power of a wish and the impact that it will have on someone's life and that long-lasting impact, regardless of whether they're 5 years old, 10 years old, or if they've passed. The impact of a wish stays with our families, and they want to give back. They want to wish it forward. They want to help other families that are just starting their journey or going through a difficult time and or becoming volunteers and helping children discover the light that they can look forward to in having their wish wish and having that all come full circle so that they can give that magic to someone else.
And where can they kind of find you? Where can they join the community?
Absolutely. So outside of talking with me, there's also an alumni Facebook page that I invite families to be a part of. If you're not on social media, we have that conversation and I can text you or call you or email you. We also have a LinkedIn alumni group as well. And there's about 300,000 Wish families across the entire nation that are a part of this community that are activating in different ways.
Awesome. So we'll have both links to those groups in the show notes for this episode. So if you are a Wish alum, or if you are a Wish parent, or you have a friend who you know had a wish granted, we love to connect with our Wish alum and reconnect with Wish alum who may have had a wish granted a long time ago and get them back involved with the Make-A-Wish community.
Perfect. I'd love to hear from you and see what you guys are up to.
Yeah. And another cool thing of kind of the alumni community is that it's not, once the wish is granted, you're not just kind of done with Make-A-Wish. We keep you engaged. And a really awesome way that we do that is through our wish perks that get shared out on that Facebook page. Do you want to touch a little bit on those wish perks?
Absolutely. We have this phenomenal network of wish families and donors and volunteers that will come forward and offer different community-based opportunities, whether it's our local sports teams or someone has a ticket to an event that they can no longer attend or want to just wish it forward and give to another person. A lot of times our children are still battling their illness or need just a little pick-me-up. And so I invite you all to consider us as an opportunity to bring that light and gift to another child in our alumni community, whether it's an opportunity to go to a game or a play or attend a different event of the child's interest or liking. So I certainly have those conversations with our families to see if someone's a football player or someone likes to draw or likes to do art and how they can be involved in sharing the lasting impact of their wish as well.
Awesome. And there are lots of perks available, and there's lots of ways for people to get involved. So if you have an extra ticket for something, Amy can help connect you with a Wish family who may really appreciate that little break from whatever they may still be going through. So if you ever run into that situation, feel free to give Amy a shout and she will very quickly make that happen.
I will also say, if you are in a specific field, whether you're a photographer or in cosmetology or art or an interior designer, and you have a skill that you want to bring forward, we can connect with you to help fulfill a wish or provide an opportunity or an experience for a Wish alum to connect with you to have an experience if a ticket to a game or a function isn't something that you have available to you. Any expertise that you can bring forward, we're always looking to network and connect with you so that you can bring magic to the lasting impact of a wish that's on its journey, or to connect with a Wish alum that's already had their wish granted.
And you've been here at Make-A-Wish for a long time.
A little bit.
In a variety of roles.
Yes.
What has been the most impactful moment that you've had?
I will say, being a witness to the power of a wish is life-changing for me. It is unlike anything I've ever experienced. And or telling a child that their wish is coming true. Seeing someone meet their favorite celebrity, seeing someone on a shopping spree, seeing someone open a computer or a game console they've always wanted to have. That magic, that excitement, that hope, that joy. And every wish is different, and different wishes stay with you. You retell the same stories, but there's nothing like seeing a wish come true. The inspiration and the magic and the healing that happens in that instant is unlike anything else. And being on staff for 18 years. There are so many different families and stories that stay with me, and it is such a privilege to stay in touch with those Wish children whose wishes I've granted or whose stories I've heard, whether they were 5 years old and they're 20 years old and they are continuing their battle or have overcome that and are professionals or having families or coming back into the fold as volunteers or donors is really powerful and magical. And we're so grateful for the strong community that we have that continues to grow every single day. So whether you had your wish granted 40 years ago, last week, and or it's coming soon, I'm happy to connect with all of you.
And you had mentioned this briefly early on, that the alumni community includes the families of those Wish kids who have unfortunately passed. What ways have you seen staying involved make an impact on those families and their children's legacy?
Absolutely. I invite our families who have had their children pass to celebrate their legacy and that light in memoriam, whether it's a walk team or sharing their story or volunteering or helping grant other wishes, telling their story, saying their name, providing a opportunity for other wish families to connect that are just starting their journey, and to continue to celebrate and honor that child's life, their spirit, and the essence of that child's wish, and wish it forward for other children to continue to have their wish. We want to make sure that our families know that they are not forgotten, that we want to celebrate those children as well, and invite you to connect with me if that's something that you want to talk about or something that you want to do. All of our wish children and their families are welcome to share that story and find a way that feels organic and good for you to tell that story.
And something really special that you handle is our star registry. Can you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. We have a phenomenal relationship with the International Star Registry, and we partner with them to name a star in the honor of a child who has passed, and send a package to our family with a certificate as well as a letter indicating to them the ways and opportunities that they can continue to honor the legacy of their child.
And so we have a full constellation of our Wish kids with us, and part of the alumni community.
Absolutely.
Out there in space. Is there anything else about the alumni community that you want to share with maybe a Wish family who may be listening?
Absolutely. Everyone can help in their own way. You're all wish makers. You can all come forward and participate and join the community and help wish it forward by sharing your story, fundraising, coming to an event, talking about Make-A-Wish, talking about the impact, ensuring that folks know who's eligible, and just talking to you about different ways that you can help, different backgrounds that you have that you can bring forward, siblings, aunts, uncles, grandmas, cousins, absolutely are all invited to be a part of our alumni community.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And before we wrap up, can you share your favorite wishy story?
Oh boy, my favorite wishy story. That's a hard question. There are so many different wishes that come to mind. Let me think. I would say community wishes have always been really unique, whether a child wants to be a princess for a day or wants to be a conductor of the CTA or wants to dance ballet on stage or wants to be a superhero or wants to be a firefighter. I think it's just really empowering and moving to have volunteers and donors and community members and mayors and legislators and staff members all come together to bring the power of a wish forward for a child, where they can feel empowered to be their authentic selves and be the center of attention and have the magic of hope, strength, joy, resilience, and healing celebrated around them after such a difficult journey that they may have been a part of. All of those have always stood out to me.
Those are also my favorite wishes to be a part of, is seeing the impact of sometimes hundreds of people coming together to celebrate a wish child.
And I'll say what's really unique about that is it goes from concept to reality, and it's you're tapping into a child's imagination, which is also always so fascinating. And I think they're always taken aback by seeing their vision come to life. And that's always really fun and exciting.
Yeah. Always a good time.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to shout out about the alumni community?
I just want to thank everybody for being a part of the community as it continues to grow. It is my honor and privilege to connect with every single one of you. I'm here to hear your stories and to connect with you, to provide you the opportunity to wish it forward in a way that feels organic and good to you. I'm so passionate about hearing your stories. Do not take them for granted. Love connecting with you, laughing with you, feeling different stages of emotions with you, and feel like you are truly a part of the Make-A-Wish family when I meet you in person, when I talk with you on the phone, when we finally get to connect. It's always very humbling. And I just thank you for allowing me to serve your community and working with me so that we can continue to reach all our eligible children and celebrate the lives of our wish children and celebrate the lasting impact of a wish.
Great. Thank you so much, Amy, for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Beyond the Wish. Join us next month for another exciting episode. All four parts are already live on our YouTube channel if you want to watch it straight through. If we have inspired you to become a wishmaker, please visit our website, wish.org/Illinois, to learn how you can help local wish kids. Until next time, we'll see you then.